Clint Boyer Autoplex, only in Emporia.
KVOE live and local, it's 855.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. CB Financial.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVOE News time is 8:57. Today, that is Newsmaker 2 time, and we're pleased to have with us in studio USDA Rural Development Director for Kansas, Christy Davis. Christy, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
So far, so good.
Good.
We were talking amongst ourselves, and boy, there seems to be an awful lot coming out of the USDA Rural Development Program nationwide, a lot coming out of Kansas, and that means you're busy. Kind of give us a sense before we get started here, just kind of how busy the Rural Development Office has been over the last, really, what, 9 months since you were named?
Oh, I'm really excited about the emphasis on rural development. I think when most people think about USDA, they think of production agriculture.
Yep.
But, of course, there are many rural communities out there that have had decades of lapse in investment, and USDA Rural Development is working to help rebuild that infrastructure and help with a number of programs.
What is under the rural development umbrella?
Absolutely.
Because I know that there's, you know, it seems like there's, you know, the grant funding that comes out. Mm-hmm. But I don't think people really have any idea about the scope and the breadth of what the Rural Development Office, really what you're responsible for.
Sure. Well, there's three main areas that our programs fall under. One is housing. So we have a multifamily housing program. Many of our communities throughout the state have USDA-funded housing projects, single-family housing as well. So housing is one area. Community is another area. We have a lot of projects on community facilities through that program, water projects, infrastructure, that sort of thing. And then we also have an area of programs related to businesses and helping support small businesses in rural communities as well.
And that's really our focus here today, specifically with the REAP program, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're really excited with the, you know, there are a number of priorities that the administration has set forth, the Biden administration, and these include environmental justice. And the idea is to create opportunities to provide guaranteed loan financing and grant funding to ag producers, but also to businesses in certain rural communities to increase energy efficiency. So we have a program called REAP, Rural Energy for America program, and that funding has been increased through the Inflation Reduction Act. So we actually have in December announced an additional $250 million available in that program nationwide, and we're hopeful that Kansas will take full advantage of the funding that's available to us.
Okay, well, what type of projects are eligible through REAP, and not only what type of projects are eligible, but what type of businesses are eligible for really receiving funding through this program?
Sure. Well, first, you need to be in a qualified area, and I would just encourage – I know you have a very large broadcast region that you cover, so I would encourage folks to look at our website. It's rd.usda.gov. There's a mapping tool there. You can find out if you're in an eligible community. But if you're an ag operator and you have, you know, you're an ag producer, for instance, and you want to enhance your energy efficiency through solar panels or that sort of thing, energy efficient construction, that's something that you can do through the program. So take a look at that. And then also with small businesses, I think, again, people don't always think about USDA. I know your downtown businesses have done a great job of knowing what's available through federal funding, in part because you have a really strong Main Street program here, very strong, probably one of the strongest in the country. And so downtown business owners can take advantage of the program as well. So we have in general, folks apply for loans and grants. The percentage of grant money through the program has been increased because of the increase in money from the Inflation Reduction Act. So if you have a small business that wants to improve their energy efficiency through the installation of solar panels, through enhanced energy efficient equipment like HVAC equipment, even a lot of times we work with grocery stores, for instance, where they want to improve the equipment there. So they might have freezers that or fridges that are inefficient and want to improve those. There's funding available for that through REAP.
And I remember a number of our local grocers have taken advantage either for the coolers or lights or things along those lines through that program.
Yeah, how fortunate are we to have local grocers? This is great. You're very fortunate in Emporia to have independent grocers, and they are among the folks who have taken advantage of this. We also recently gave a grant to K-State for their rural grocery program, and that program will help provide technical assistance to other communities, you know, some of the smaller communities, some of whom have lost grocery stores and want to bring those back online. So there's funding available for that sort of project as well.
I know that Emporia, specifically the Regional Development Association of East Central Kansas, at its meeting earlier this month was taking a look at a rural development block grant, and not a lot of information specifically about that particular project. Sounds like it's early in the public process, but talk about the block grants and
sure.
Really, what's available and, you know, what's your perspective is on what's happening here in Emporia.
Sure. Well, we're really excited about a particular program that we have related to rural placemaking, and that's the one of the grants that Emporia has received. There's also, rural business development grants. That's one area of funding. I should say that the vast majority of our funding relates to direct loans and loan guarantees for all of our programs. We do have grant funding for businesses and also for community facilities, but it's relatively limited, although I encourage everyone to do the research and find out if their project qualifies, because we're always looking for great projects regardless, and we think that the more projects that we have in Kansas, the more demand we show, and hopefully the more funding we'll get for those grant programs.
And Christy, from your perspective, is this kind of I don't want to call it an untapped set of resources here, because obviously we do have a number of businesses that have and other entities that have taken advantage of these in the past, but is this really maybe an underutilized option here for businesses in certain sectors?
I think it's less known than some of the other programs that are available. Clearly, our State Department of Commerce and Kansas Housing Resources Corporation have done a great job with funding at the state level, in particular using a lot of relief funds for those programs. I think one of the reasons that ours may be less familiar to folks is that in general, I think federal programs tend to have a little higher bar as far as application process. But I have challenged our staff to help ease that burden for folks who apply. I want to make sure that Kansas and Kansas businesses in particular and communities for their infrastructure take full advantage of this additional funding and get their share of funding. And what that means is we may have to provide some additional technical assistance to get folks through the hoops for application, because it can be complicated. These are federal funds. Not every community that we work with has the capacity to take advantage of them. I think Emporia has done a great job in the past, and part of that is because Emporia has the capacity to apply both at municipal level, Main Street, economic development. There are folks that have that capacity. Many of the communities that we work with, they may not have a city manager, let alone someone whose job it is to apply for funding. And so because of the emphasis on equity that the administration has passed on to us, has charged us with, I think it's very important, more important than ever, that we help people through these application processes so that we can access the funds that we are entitled to.
Christy, anything else that we're missing here this morning before we wrap things up? Because I think that pretty much exhausts our questions.
I think those are the biggies. Clearly, housing has become a huge priority in Kansas in general. We are working to continue our relationship with Kansas Housing so that we can form a partnership that makes our programs more easily accessible to the public. Well, we understand that sometimes our programs are a challenge, but we will do what we can to help folks. Take a look at our website, rd.usda.gov, for more information. And you can reach out. There's contacts there for folks in our state office. But appreciate your time.
Thank you for yours. Christy Davis, USDA Rural Development Director for the state of Kansas, joining us here on the KVUA Morning Show. It's 9:07.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Christy. And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation today.
Notes from Emporia State University's Department of Music. Tonight, please join the ESU